apparently up in Derry, the air is not good. And Armagh, not good either. How does Belfast fare in all of this? Because two Northern Ireland cities are among dozens of places in the UK which suffer from worrying levels of air pollution. See Port Talbot. I was looking at Port Talbot last night on the news. You can hardly breathe in Port Talbot. It's so bad. I want to speak to Andrea Lee, who's a senior campaigner for Client Earth. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Andrea, how bad's Armagh? You don't tend to think of Armagh and Derry as being any worse than Belfast. Have we cured the, resolved the air pollution in our capital city?
Well, I mean, I think I have to remember that the statistics that were published yesterday by the World Health Organization only really covered cities that had the right sort of monitors, and they were also specifically looking at measurements of what's called background air pollution. So actually, this means that the figures that were produced are likely to be an underestimation of the problem. So it is strange that Belfast wasn't on that list, but Belfast does have a problem with air pollution. In fact, it has illegal levels of nitrogen dioxide air pollution. But I'm sure a lot of people are very shocked to hear that somewhere like Armagh has got problems with air pollution, and it just shows how widespread this problem is.
Yeah, and the monitors seem to be in a lot of places. I know they're in Newry as well. They're certainly in Belfast. You would expect us to make the, chart, because sometimes you're choking through the city. Having said that, you then go to, you know, Port Talbot that I've never been to, but looking at it last night on the news, the amount of industry, the ring road around it, the general, you know, air, that basin effect of its geography, everything's counting against Port Talbot, and that counts against Belfast too, the fact that we are basin orientated the way we are, with the hills all around us and indeed the sea in front of us. The geography of a place can be to your disadvantage, but primarily it's the car user that's causing the problem and the industry.
Yes, I mean, there's lots of sources of air pollution, and definitely, I mean, yeah, geography, weather can play a role, but if you're not emitting the pollution in the first place, then, you know, your air is going to be cleaner. And that's why we need all levels of government to take urgent action to make sure that, you know, we are cleaning up our cities and towns as much as possible. So, you know, we need action to take the most polluting vehicles out of the most polluted parts of our towns or cities. And I think we also need to make sure that we're going beyond what the legal requirements are. And for instance, that's why we're calling for a new Clean Air Act that would drive ambition across the UK to meet the tougher World Health Organization recommended levels.
And do you think you could help prevent stroke, heart disease, lung cancer, diseases like that?
Yes, well, I mean, air pollution affects all of us in some way. It does affect some people who are more vulnerable, such as children and older people and those with existing heart conditions. We're learning more and more about how, you know, these particles and also these toxic gases, you know, they can penetrate deep into our bodies. They trigger heart attacks and strokes. They can also obviously trigger things like asthma attacks, but they increase the likelihood that someone suffering an asthma attack, for instance, could end up in hospital or even dying from the attack. People don't really realize how serious an illness like asthma is, or a condition like asthma is. It's also linked to cancer, and there's also increase in studies that are showing how it's affecting our brains. So, you know, cognitive development, children's ability to learn, there's links to, potential links to things like autism. There was a study a couple of years ago that looked at samples of brain tissue from people in Manchester, and it was finding these tiny particles from road traffic pollution embedded in people's brain tissue, and that's where they're thinking that maybe there's links to things like Alzheimer's. So it's really worrying, and people don't always realize that, you know, what we're breathing in is actually having a serious impact on our health.
A Clean Air Act would put taxes up, wouldn't it? The amount of money you would have to pay for road traffic tax, or the amount of money you'd have to pay for a larger car, all of that would be going through the roof. Industry would have to pay additional taxes if they've got these big chimneys that spout out the smoke. It all comes down to money, doesn't it?
Well, we don't really want to see that about that, because we think it's just important to think about the health, the need to protect people's health. And yeah, of course, some of these measures will cost money, but we've got to remember also that we know illness costs money. You know, the NHS is struggling across the board. The more people that are suffering from health conditions that are then aggravated by the air that they're breathing, that adds to the NHS costs. It also costs employers. You know, people are missing work because they've, you know, had to go to hospital or they're not feeling very well. And then that also costs the economy. So, you know, I think, yes, there will be some cost, but it's also an opportunity. What we should be doing is investing in the clean technologies that, you know, we can use in our own industries, in our own towns and cities. But it's a global problem. Other countries also want to solve this air pollution problem that they're suffering. And so if we start developing the technologies that will help us clean up our air, then that's going to be also a benefit to us.
We're only a little speck of a problem compared to the likes of India or China.
Yeah, there's different types of pollutants, and I'm sure there might be people who remember the sort of smogs that we used to have back in the 50s and 60s where, you know, people would burn coal at home, and there was also a lot more factories burning coals in our towns and cities, power stations in our towns and cities. And, you know, there's a famous great smog of 1952 highlighted how that was damaging people's health. But, you know, there was a campaign. People got together. We got a new Clean Air Act that basically banned the burning of coal in our towns and cities. And so we don't have those problems that China and India are suffering now because they are burning coal in their towns and cities. So it's a different type of pollutant, but it also highlights that we've addressed this problem before. We can do it again.
And finally, Andrea, do you think we're getting closer to doing what we smirk at when we see people from Eastern countries do, wearing little face masks when they're out shopping? Are we getting closer to that, or are we on the right road away from the need for such masks?
Well, I hope that people don't think that that's the way that we should be going. You know, it is important to think about maybe how to try and avoid pollution, especially if you've got some sort of chronic health conditions, or if you've got children, you might want to like take a cleaner route to school. But what we really need to remember is that this is a problem that can be solved, and what we need is our politicians to be bold and brave, and take action so that, you know, we are getting the most polluting vehicles out of our towns and cities, that we are helping people and businesses move over to cleaner forms of technology and transport, and we're making it more accessible for people to use. So I really hope that that's not the future for us.
Okay, Andrea, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Andrea Lee, Senior Campaigner for Client Earth. The air quality is not good. And that leads us to the marathon. It's on Monday. Have you been doing a lot of training? Have you been running the streets of Belfast during your training? How bad is that for your lungs if you're not out and about doing the mileage on the Belfast hills where the air is clean, where you're way above the smog? If you're doing all that training on the streets around here, that's bound to be doing you some harm. Or not, as the case may be. But going by Andrea there, you know, if you're breathing in all those particles and running miles and miles and miles and miles, you know, couldn't be good for your lungs.